Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday, called the Shotgun Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. B True. The number is 714-409-0614. Oh, wow. Are you ready for the holidays? If you're ready or not, they're here. Holiday season is here. I mean, really, there's so many people. There's so many holidays also. We're in the midst of so many state, federal, religious holidays. It's amazing. So many people are already excited about Halloween being here and Thanksgiving here. Christmas is right around the corner. So if you better be good and not naughty, because this is your last chance, because Christmas is only, a couple months away, and been 2013. Amazing. So today we're talking about preparing for the holidays and the holiday season. You know, we've been talking about fall and winter and so on. And, you know, and pretty much anything you want to talk about also, entertainment, lifestyle, news stories. It's a lot of stories to be addressed and reported. We received bad news here in the Jackson area, so I want to send condolences to everyone at the Baptist Medical Center and of your Facebook friends with me. You know, I like to post pictures just of, you know, throughout the areas of Jackson that I frequent. And when I attended the Power Pink event, I snapped pictures of the construction work that is happening at the Baptist Medical Center and across the street where they're building a new medical complex for medical reasons, for medical practices, obviously, and for retail and commercial businesses. Well, one of the construction workers fell 5 stories last Friday. Sadly, that construction worker by the name of Stacy Washington passed away last evening. So I'd like to send condolences to his family and to his co-workers. I think Mustel Construction. Just want to send condolences and hugs to everyone, and definitely to all of us here in the city of Jackson. And those workers, they not only come from Mississippi, but they come from everywhere. So just praying for you all to be careful. And we're on construction workers and those that work in development, just, you know, do your best to be careful. You know, that was just Monday with our guest, Neil Thacker, which is a real estate investor. We're, you know, talking about building and development and you know, the business of building and investing and so on. So that's very sad. I was praying and hoping that he would, you know, would recover. So, you know, wow, just sending prayers out. But I guess we'll go ahead and continue with Terrific Thursday. And, you know, it's been officially announced that Beyonce will be performing halftime on February 3rd, 2013, in New Orleans at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome halftime performance for the Super Bowl. So that should be awesome. I hope to be there in person. So we're talking about preparing for the holidays, and it's different areas that we can go from personal to professional, from at-home preparations, on-the-job preparations. And today, you know the show is Entertainment Lifestyle Show, but, you know, but today we like to talk about beauty and fashion news and, like, retail news. So the first story would be a story from an article that was published in August, and it regards online retailers preparing for the 2012 holiday season. And this article is on Adology.com, a marketing forecast. That's something I've always loved. You know, I you know, have an AS in fashion merchandising management and retail management, such as in sales and distributive technology. And I studied business management after that for 2 years at Jackson State. And just from my love, just being born a salesperson and just loving sales and marketing, one thing that I always love is the ability to forecast and the study of forecasting. So this website is Adology, 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 marketing forecast, fast forward findings for strategic advertising and marketing. And the author of this article is Kathy Clonson, and again, it was published in August 7th to be exact. And this is what she wrote: online retailers preparing for 2012 holiday season. As a percent of total retail sales, the digital channel is expected to remain steady at 7% this year. But the overall growth in retail sales, which will total $226 billion, should be about 12%. This kind of growth gives online retailers a chance to improve their market share, especially during the holiday season. And, you know, many of us do online marketing. Many of us, from entrepreneurs, business owners, independent consultants and sales, musicians, independent artists, all of you that are listening to the show, those that do direct selling or sell items that you make online, you all can be listening to this because you're an online retailer. You know, I'm a Mark girl. We have e-boutiques. Well, those of us that are independent consultants, if you're Mary Kay or other, direct sellers, many of us have not only sell in person, but have online. I talked with a lady that I enjoyed speaking with at the fair doing one of the vendor booths, and she sells Tupperware. And so, you know, we were talking about how, you know, Tupperware is party-based and still remains party-based, but then also they market online. So anybody who shops or sells, especially online, this is an article for us. So let me go back to this. The Town of Growth gives online retailers a chance to improve their market share, especially during the holiday season. And a lot of businesses and retailers, you even heard Neil talking on Monday about how we're in fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is very important. Even the MARC executives and mentors and fellows and everyone in the MARC community, we've been talking about the importance of this fourth quarter and this holiday season can really make up with sales. I mean, my sales sucks. I hope my sales definitely increase during the holiday season. But let me go ahead and continue this article. According to the IBM research, retailers should be targeting Generation C connected. By focusing on key strategies like mobile and other digital marketing techniques. While much has been made of social media, the real growth for retail sales is more likely to be linked to mobile campaigns this holiday season. I know during the holiday season I receive text messages from like JCPenney's and other retailers. You know, and so that's something what they're talking about. While much has been made of social media, the real growth of retail sales is more likely to be linked to mobile campaigns this holiday season. Analysts believe that 20% of retail sites visits will originate from mobile devices. The corresponding percent of sales associated with visits from mobile users would be at least 13%, a figure reached early this year. However, retail site traffic driven from social sites has long hovered at around 1%. And while sales from this source began to rise this year, they are only about 2.5%. Analysts do note that the best way to appeal to social buyers is to target them with deals because this channel tends to have a higher conversion rate, 7.5%, than mobile, 2.8%. It may be that shoppers are treating online as just another channel that they use to find the best deals. This attitude could explain why the average order during the most recent holiday season for November, December, and Black Friday were down a little. Only Cyber Monday saw an average increase of $3 an order to improve online metrics. Retailers should consider personalizing the shopping experience by making recommendations based on previous browsing and shopping history. In its fifth annual online retail holiday readiness report, IBM notes that online marketing is key to driving site visits. Research links 32% of site traffic to marketing programs. To excel in the upcoming holiday season, online retailers should be reviewing which formats are more effective for them: email, paid, search, or display. Focusing on strategy now is considered critical as consumers seem to have a shorter attention span. You know, yeah, people, 30 seconds, you know, is very important of grabbing a person's attention. My intro song is 3 minutes and something long, but even here at blogtalkradio.com, the staff is here and other, like, very, very successful BTR hosts recommend keeping those intro songs at 30 seconds because you don't want to lose the audience attention. And, you know, so the 30 seconds is really, you know, really important in our attention. We drift off, but we think about other things. you know. But focusing on strategy 9 is considered critical as consumers tend to have a short attention span. Before the recession, consumers spent an average of 10 minutes on a site while they shopped. Now the time on site is more like 6 minutes and 54 seconds. Page views are also down from 12 to 6.7, with less recreational shopping taking place and surgical shopping becoming the norm. Retailers have to connect with shoppers quickly and effectively to score a sale this year. So sources, IBM Enterprise Marketing Management, 5th Annual Online Retail Holiday Readiness Report, IBM, from June and also August. So I thought that you would like to hear that information, and that is vital from the independent consultant sales to big-time retailers when it comes to preparing for online retailing during this holiday season of 2012. Oh, yeah, Cyber Monday last season was just on fire. I mean, wow. But, you know, Black Fridays, oh, man. Don't we love Black Fridays? but I could have sworn earlier this morning I heard, like, on World News Now that they might, or on my own local, or either on that local ABC affiliate, that there might be a no more of Black Friday. But I can't believe that, because that is a day. I mean, I know people online shop, but Black Friday is still Black Friday, a very important day for retailers and those in sales and consumers, you know. So I'm like placing this article on my Facebook page and tweeting it out, because it's really good. It's good for the consumer to read too. Those of you that that just love to shop and like to know what's going on in retail news, and that is the news. And forecasting is awesome. So they're pretty much, last year, Black Friday didn't see an increase, but Cyber Monday saw an increase in sales. So that is something, you know, so those of you that have, that sell and market online, and retail online, if you haven't started preparing, it's a good idea to start preparing, you know, getting your email list together and getting in touch with your customers and letting them know exactly what's really going on. So I am putting this on Pinterest and tweeting it out and on Facebook and on LinkedIn. So this is a awesome article. I love to find fact-filled information. So, of course, we're just talking about preparing for the holidays, and not in, you know, personally and professionally. We talk about at-home preparations also. And please don't hesitate to call in or chat in the chat room regarding this topic. And of course, we'll be talking other news. There has been reports that Justin Timberlake and beautiful actress his fiance Jessica Biel are preparing to say I do this weekend. So congratulations to the beautiful, beautiful happy couple. Oh man. And I think they're preparing to marry in Italy. So I know there's gonna be a beautiful wedding. I can't wait for us to see. The reports and the stories and the pictures from their awesome wedding. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And remember, there are so many awesome shows here at blogtalkradio.com, and especially shows that broadcast in the a.m., you know, from morning shows to, wow, spiritual shows galore. So if you're in need of prayer, I just want to hear some words of inspiration. There are so many ministries on air in the AM that it is just amazing. So, you know, God loves you, really. And I appreciate you and thank you. I thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report and also viewing the page, the views now are like over close to 103,000. Listens are past 15,000. And I love the support. And also remember, those of you that would love to advertise, Blog Talk Radio, and I would love for you to advertise. Got to pay the bills, too, and it's good to know. You see, this is a good outlet to touch potential customers and repeat customers. And those of you that would like for me to play your PSAs, please don't hesitate to send me your quality PSAs because I want to do my part to support your community efforts, most definitely. Really, but I thank you. So, enjoy Terrific Thursday, because the Shock Entertainment Report.
Thank you.
Reverbnation.com. So check them out. Rick Ford and the Foundry. Also at SoundCloud.com. Here is True God Immortal. Tweet him at True God Immortal. And also check him out every Wednesday with Wrestling Heads. He and his friends get together and just have a blast. He's supposed to be premiering a show in the near future, also outside of Wrestling Heads. But big shout out to he and his queen and his little princess. True God will be returning soon. Real soon to talk about what's going on. And remember to pick up your copy of his most recent release, DOA. Here's Martin Day Woman, True God. What's up, Boston?
True.
Attention from her. She needs to learn an affection. Together, it's a match. She wanna be loved. Just wanna be loved.
You exemplify the essence of a queen. Simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room. Swaying her hips to earth, stars, and the moon. Everlasting mahogany. Photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. Shackled by insecurity, but free from mother nature's euphoria. You're raising sons and daughters both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby. Something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything is edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
The modern woman needs some attention from her. She needs to learn an affection. To give her the mind, she wanna be loved. Just wanna be loved. She wants to be loved.
Mermaid Ariel, Hermes drip over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically, loving that sweet brown. Them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl. You should be in essence, maybe ebony or jet, cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they're telling me. Everywhere we go, always see the bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just 10 feet taking model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful, amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance, I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening paths. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The modern woman,
yeah.
Need some attention from her. She needs to learn an affection. To give her the mind, she wanna be loved. Just wanna be loved.
Yes, you
did.
Fight the foretaste, so let me wind and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you. Lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, always alternate and change. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and the fun has got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit, but like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cards flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me, baby, what's your name? Just for now, I'll call you Destiny, and you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe, and I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
Return to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I talked with him twice on Weekend Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Amazing, amazing talk. Wow, he's so full of knowledge and so multi-talented. So tweet him and check out his YouTube channels also. And you can purchase his music at iTunes and Amazon. Hey, back to preparing for the holidays. I have located this awesome website called Christmas.organizedhome.com. Okay, visit Christmas.organizedhome.com/Christmas-countdown/plan-starts-Sunday-October-21. And this website also has a Facebook page. So like the fan page, Christmas Countdown. Those of you that are counting down and preparing for the holiday season, especially Christmas. And also on Twitter, follow Countdown. And the RSS feed is Countdown. So this article is Organized Christmas, Simplify Your Holidays and Celebrate the Season. Is the name of, you know, the website, like I said before, it's called Organized Christmas. But this was submitted by Cynthia Orr on the 17th. And it says that Christmas Countdown starts on Sunday, led by editor Cynthia Orr, will work together to create a calm, stress-free holiday season for ourselves and our families, breaking down Christmas preparations into small, easy-to-finish tasks. The countdown will see us to the first weekend in December, prepared and ready for Christmas. Beginning Sunday, we'll start a 6-week Christmas organizing, planning, or Christmas organizing plan. Week by week, we'll bring down holiday prep into easy, complete checklists, build a printable Christmas planner, and read inspiring daily messages to keep us motivated and in tune with the holiday spirit. And again, we can follow at Christmas Countdown on Twitter, like the fan page at Facebook, and also via RSS feed same thing, countdown. So this is awesome. So we're talking about preparing for a holiday. This is a website that is a blessing in disguise. It's all about, on the Facebook page, it reads, it's been very quiet around here, but that's about to change. The 2012 Christmas countdown starts on October the 21st, ready to make it an organized Christmas this year. And that's what we want. We want to be organized and prepared. If you're just planning a simple holiday season to yourself or spending time with many, but it's a season. It's just one day. It's a season. So we all want to have free holiday season, regardless if we're single from a small family or no kids or spend a lot of time with coworkers and cohorts and whatever. It's just so important for us to have that organized, be really organized, and also decrease the stress within our lives. And she states that beginning Sunday, we'll start a 6-week Christmas organizing plan. We'll create a personalized Christmas planner to simplify the holidays, make decisions about our holiday values, and break down holiday chores so they're easy to complete in good time. Each of the next 6 weeks will focus on one area of holiday preparation. And so what I'll do each Thursday, I'll go along with this plan, and we'll review the different chores that we'll be focusing on. How about that? So you all be sure to check that out, too, and do your thing at your place. Each of the next 6 weeks, we'll focus on the area of holiday preparation. One, get organized. Two, reality check. Three, gifts and giving. Four, get cooking. Five, decorate. And then celebrate. So that's going to be amazing. So it's going to be working week by week for an organized Christmas, and that sounds awesome. And there's a quote, and this quote comes from the founder of one of my favorite retailers. And this quote is, Christmas is not just a time for festivity and merrymaking. It is more than that. It is a time for the contemplation of eternal things. The Christmas spirit is a spirit of giving and forgiving. Again, Christmas is not just a time for festivity and merrymaking. It is more than that. It is a time for the contemplation of eternal things. The Christmas spirit is a spirit of giving and forgiving. J.C. Penney. I love J.C. Penney. But hey, J.C. Penney would be turning over in his grave if he knew J.C. Penney didn't have that big Christmas catalog that the company was based on. I love that Christmas catalog. A few years ago, they stopped producing. You know, Sears stopped. That's how J.C. Penney and Sears began, based on their catalogs. But I love those big holiday catalogs. And so so that's amazing. So we're going to be doing our part in participating. Well, I'll be participating, and you all, I think it's a good idea if you're celebrating the holidays to participate and like these Facebook pages and so on. So, organize Christmas. Christmas.organize.com/Christmas-countdown/plan-start-Sunday-October-21. Yeah, you know, I'm telling you this in case you're not close to the website or just need to jot it down on a piece of paper, the website to go to, and then you will see the article for yourself. And you can also go ahead and like the Facebook page and follow them on Twitter and so on. But that right there, that really helps us, does it not? So I'm getting ready to look at some of these other subtopics. They have other topics like holiday plans and other topics. This is an awesome page. Cut the crazy. Choose a holiday plan. Roadmap to an organized Christmas is something else that Cynthia writes, and she's referring to counting down to Christmas. And she says that what's the best road to calm and joyous holidays? It's all about the plan. Preparing for Christmas with the help of a step-by-step plan makes quick work of seasonal chores and leaves plenty of time, energy, and money to celebrate the season. Because, you know, some of us are so stressed out during this time to celebrate. You're like, bah humbug, right? Here at Organized Christmas, we're home to the web's oldest holiday plans, the Christmas Countdown and the Holiday Grand Plan. And we're also bringing you two newer plans. See, this is a very organized, like, one-stop shop website when it comes to organizing and preparing for the holiday season. And like I said before, it says, here at Organized Christmas, we're home to the web's oldest holiday plans, the Christmas Countdown and the Holiday Grand Plan. We're also bringing you two newer plans for Christmas, organizing the Housework Holiday Plan and Rudolph Club. See, many of you listeners probably are very familiar with this website, but this is like a blessing in disguise for me. I was just a blessing, not even a blessing in disguise. This is cool. Which plan is right for you? Check out the options and get ready for a stress-free Christmas. And, you know, they talk about the Christmas Countdown, which we just finished talking about. The Christmas Countdown, published on the web since 1998, the Christmas Countdown is the classic Christmas-only holiday organizing plan. Over 6 weeks, the countdown takes you from holiday zero to Christmas 60, breaking down seasonal chores into easy-to-complete weekly assignments. And it's written by home organization author Cynthia Ewer. The countdown is for those who want to prepare for the holidays without a lot of cleaning or organizing. It's just a holiday stuff plan designed to let you cruise into December prepared and ready to celebrate. And again, like OrganizedChristmas.com Facebook page, and also OrganizedChristmas.com Facebook page has also has information regarding Halloween and recipes and Halloween ideas. So visit christmas.organized.com/crafts/Halloween/haunted-gingerbread-house for Halloween ideas. So like Organized Christmas Facebook page also. A Holiday Grand Plan written by Katie Lecky. With lots of help from the 1993 Prodigy Home Life Get Old community, the Holiday Grand Plan incorporates holiday chores. It's an 18-week whole house cleaning plan. See, a lot of you I know like to talk about the cleaning process and decluttering and de-hoarding and all that. Beginning in late August, the plan for those who hope to celebrate the season in a clean and organized home and are willing to work hard to get there. So the Holiday Grand Plan really started in late August. Weekly cleaning and organizing assignments move room to room through the house while holiday preparations are spread out throughout the plan. If you don't mind, so some of us are behind and haven't already started. That Holiday Grand Plan started in August and are willing to deep clean and organize your way around the holiday. So some of us just have to double up on what we've missed out. Houseworks Holiday Plan, based on the book Houseworks by Cynthia Ewer. The Houseworks Holiday Plan is designed to clean house and conquer holiday preparations, like the Holiday Grand Plan. The goal is an autumn whole house cleaning project, but it's been designed with a bit of a twist. The HHP focuses on areas, not rooms, make it easier to follow. Some weeks, like bed and bath week, the area may be spread across two or more rooms in the house, but the idea is that assignments are focused on a single function rather than a specific room. That is a good point. You know, just yesterday, ran across an awesome article regarding to-do lists. And so sometimes on a to-do list, maybe it's that function or something you need to do in a particular room, you know, overall, in the whole room. And I can imagine that the task probably it's completed more effectively, probably in regards in dealing with some people. But The idea is that assignments are focused on a single function of the specific room. By thinking about all bathrooms at the same time, you'll find it easier to deal with the chores on the list. Second, the HHP groups holiday prep chores more efficiently, linking each week's area focus with corresponding holiday prep chores, such as inventorying holiday table linens during bed and bath week, helps keep the plan focused and realistic. Finally, the HHP schedule holiday prep assignments in a more realistic seasonal flow. There's ample wiggle room for back to school, Halloween, or harvest celebrations and Thanksgiving. Choose the HHP if you're hoping to move from clutter to calm on the home front. You improve household routines, cut clutter, and prepare for the season week by week. I mean, this morning I've been cleaning and decluttering and all that good stuff and putting stuff out of the street for garbage because it is garbage day. Okay, and then there's the Rudolph Club. Finally, the Rudolph Club offers a monthly option for those who want to prepare for the holiday season throughout the year. Organized by members of the Organized Christmas Community, the Rudolph Club meets on the 25th of each month. By tackling one holiday chore per month, members spread the word and expense of the season over the years. Sharon makes it fun. Browse the links below to find the holiday organizing plans that's right for you. So this is just something that you might want to check out and be a part of in regards to holiday preparation. So I'm sharing this information on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest right now as we speak. If you're not following me on Pinterest, oh, my God, we've been having a blast on Pinterest. Please do. I'm at Pinterest.com/CultureShot, KulturesHokBeth. And then also I am on Instagram now. I've been on Instagram a few weeks now. And you can follow me at Instagram.com, KulturesHokEnt, Beth, BH. Okay, so I've tweeted out this information in regards of organizedchristmas.com, so you can check out info and so on. So this is pretty cool. Wow. So I'm just looking at Twitter and stuff because I just tweeted this out on Twitter. So that should be awesome. And I know I'm pausing, but I would like to wish our favorite celebrities happy birthday, those that are celebrating their birthdays today. And I had the info right in front of me. And here it is. Happy birthday to actor Jean-Claude Van Damme. Oh, my God. He is such an awesome martial artist and actor. I had seen him a few weeks ago on Jay Leno, and he appears to be so youthful. Yay! Today's Chuck Berry's birthday. He's 86. Happy birthday to Chuck Berry. Keith Jackson, sportscaster, is 84. Dawn Wells, actress from Gilligan's Island, is 74. Mike Ditka, today is his birthday also. He is 73, Hall of Fame football coach and sportscaster. Russ Gowdy, singer, musician, association, at 69. Pam Darber, actress Mark and Mindy, 62. Martina Navratilova, I want to say her name right. I know she is. Tennis Hall of Famer, 56. Erin Morin, actress. Happy birthday, Erin. She's 52. I've been hearing not so happy stories, so I have to keep her in our prayers. Vincent Spano, actor, 50. Neo is 33, R&B singer, actor, 33. Lindsey Vonn, U.S. Olympic skier, 28. Zac Efron, actor, High School Musical, 25. Joy Lauren, actress, Desperate Housewives, 23. And Wynton Marsalis turns 51 years of age today. And also in 1982, former First Lady Bess Truman died in Independence, Missouri at age 97. Reggie Jackson, he was another favorite sports figure that I loved as a little girl. In 1977, Reggie Jackson of the New York Yankees hit 3 home runs to lead New York to an 8-4 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers in the deciding Game 6 of the World Series. In 1972, Congress passed the Clean Water Act, overriding President Richard M. Nixon's veto. And in 68, the U.S. Olympic Committee suspended 2 black athletes, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, but given a black power salute as a protest during a victory ceremony in Mexico City. And also in 1982, the first long-distance telephone line between Chicago and New York was opened. And in 1922, the British Broadcasting Company, later the British Broadcasting Corporation of BBC, was founded. The United States took possession of Alaska from Russia in 1867. And on October 18, 1962, Dr. James D. Watson of the United States and Dr. Francis Crick and Dr. Maurice Wilkins of Britain were named winners of the Nobel Prize for Medicine and Physiology for their work in determining the double helix molecular structure of DNA. So that is things that happened today in history. 2001, 4 defendants were convicted in New York for the 1998 bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa. And also in 2007, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto returns to Pakistan, ending 8 years of self-imposed exile. So celebrity birthdays and today in history news. Courtesy of AP and also Dallas Morning News. So for some reason I felt like there were some birthdays we should not overlook. And if you're friends of mine, Facebook friends of mine, happy birthday, real life friend of my friends of mine, happy birthday. I'm looking at Amazon to hire 50,000 for the holiday season. At first I thought 5,000, then I'm like, wait a second, there are a lot of zeros. Amazon is hiring 50,000? Wow, 50,000? Man, they're helping out with getting more jobs created. I mean, this is, you all know this for the holiday season, but that's good, 50,000, let's see. Amazon hired 50,000 for the holiday season. Online, and this was published on the 16th. Online retail giant Amazon is preparing for the holidays with an early present for job seekers. The company has announced it will hire 50,000 workers for the holiday season. Amazon currently employs 20,000 people at 40 fulfillment centers where seasonal employees will be placed. The company said the temporary positions could turn full-time for thousands of workers after the holidays. So some of these jobs will be permanent jobs. For those, you all know how it goes. Do your job right. I mean, it might be just for the holidays, but then it might be long-term also. So just, you know, be on time, you know, do your job, be professional, and you never know. It might be more than a seasonal job. It might be a permanent job. Amazon currently employs 20,000 people at 40 fulfillment centers where the seasonal employees will be placed. The company says the temporary positions could turn full-time for thousands of workers after the holidays. Amazon is just one of several big seasonal hiring announcements recently. Macy's, Kohl's, and Toys R Us have all announced major hiring plans. See, I've been seeing where the local Toys R Us is hiring. Those of you who didn't know locally, Toys R Us, and we do have a Kohl's here. We don't have Macy's here. We have Belk and, Dillard's. I used to work at Dillard's. Industry analysts, and in the Belk, I worked at it when it was Mac Ray's. Industry analysts say U.S. retailers have so far announced plans to hire 413,700 holiday workers. That's a 5-year high for seasonal hiring. So you can visit their link for more information. I just recommended it and on Facebook, and also I'm posting it on Facebook that Amazon is hiring. So Amazon is hiring. So you visit the website. It's hiring for seasonal. This is good. Seasonal help that could become a permanent gig for many. Amazon is hiring. That is amazing. So, obviously, I mean, we know Amazon's doing good business anyway, but that's amazing right there. So, I'm just putting that out there for the masses to see. Right quick. We have 90 seconds of live streaming, but I'll go over a little bit and also play more music and share any other news that I still like to share. Remember, tomorrow is Sports Friday. We'll be talking sports. And congratulations to Reg Ruffneck also. Reg Ruffneck became a grandfather. His beautiful daughter gave birth to a baby earlier this week. So for some reason, I couldn't get him connected last Friday. If he joins us on tomorrow, you know we will be talking about, he'll talk about his grandbaby, his new grandbaby. So, yeah, go ahead and visit Amazon website, Amazon Careers, and you can apply online. In their Amazon Careers section, it says that Amazon is a company of builders. A philosophy of ownership carries through everything we do, from the proprietary technologies we create to the new businesses we launch and grow. You'll find in every team across our company, every day across the world, we develop the ideas, the services, and the products that make life easier for tens of millions of customers. And good things happen faster, from providing Earth's biggest selection of products to developing groundbreaking software and devices, entire industries. Amazon is a place of invention and progressive thinking. Amazon is continually evolving in its place where motivated employees thrive and employee ownership and accountability lead to meaningful results. So stay a while, check out the open positions and apply online. So go ahead and visit Amazon.com, visit their Amazon Careers home, and then you can go ahead worldwide and apply for the current positions. And right now they have seasonal positions open, and they're hiring 50,000, and they will keep thousands also. So don't just think, okay, this is a temporary gig. You might be one of those thousands that they feel they want you to be a permanent member of their staff. So you never know, really. I'm praying for you. And thank you. I know you're praying for me also to be a successful entrepreneur and also get a good gig also. So that's amazing. I'm going to update my profile at JCPenney's and so on. But that's amazing right there. And so that's what we'll do also on Thursdays, talk about who's hiring also in regards to seasonal help and personal help also. But today is like the day to talk about not only entertainment lifestyle news, what's going on in beauty, fashion, and in the retail industry, which I love so much, you know. I don't see how any of you could not love retail because many are shoppers. I don't know anyone who's not a consumer. So the retail industry affects all of us. But that is just amazing. And this news is courtesy of KFVS, CBS, Channel 12. I think in Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. So thank you so much for an awesome story. So I think it's in Missouri, KFVS 12. I know, I told you all I'm nosy. I'm like all over the place getting news. My cousin Linda, who you all often hear on the show, she sent me an email last night, and usually I'm the one who sends her stories that happen in Dallas and where she resides. She's a native Jacksonian, which you all know. But then also I sent her news from Dallas, where she is, and she sends me news from Jackson. But last evening, she sent me a story from Dallas, from their NBC affiliate, where this home, there's a home invasion. These two guys kicked in the door of this two-story home, and the woman just, like, shot the guys up. So they both ran. One of them collapsed. It was transported to the hospital where he died. And then the reports were that a man and his daughter lived at their home. Well, the daughter works at night, and this is in broad daylight, around 11:30, right before lunchtime, around brunch time. And so the young lady was in the house asleep on the second floor. So her dad had taught her how to use a gun, and he always lay a gun next to her pillow in case of something like that happening. You don't expect anything like that to happen, but expect things to happen. So she shot those guys up big time. They ran out. One of them collapsed, like I said, and one passed away at the hospital. And these criminals are going to learn, aren't they? Aren't they? But no telling what they would have done to her. She might not be alive right now. But in the report, it said the dad taught the girl, you know, the young lady. She was only 22. Taught the young lady how to use the gun and laid the gun next to her pillow. So apparently she heard those intruders, and then they arrived on the second floor, apparently where she was at, and she just let them have it. But no telling what would have happened to her, you know, because recently in the past years we had something like that to happen here in, like, Pearl, and the woman would sleep at her father's trailer. They live in a little trailer community, and her trailer was, like, next to her father's, and she was in her dad's trailer sleep, and two guys intruded, and what did they do? They murdered her. So that young lady, if she had not had a gun, and I'm not a girl, I don't, you know, if she had not protected herself, she might not be alive today. Isn't that something? Wow. I know, I just wanted to share that because Cousin Linda had sent me that, and she and I are always exchanging interesting emails, and I was like, well, wow. So you all can check it out, the NBC affiliate broadcasted, but I'm sure it's all over all the affiliates. I'm surprised I haven't seen it on national news. Stories like that sometimes you see on national news and so on. But it's been other news stories to talk about also. Guys that had planned the bombing in New York yesterday, the arson and killings in Denver. But this is Terrific Thursday. We want to talk about things that's terrific. But that's a terrific story, as in defending yourself. Condolences to the young man, whoever the person was, whatever the guy was that died. But he would still be alive if he not home invaded that home. You know? So, you know, we need to, we got to pray and be safe and pray for this crime to decrease worldwide. But it's been a blast spending time with you all this morning. This has been really good. Tomorrow we're talking sports. And I always feel like I don't get a chance. I always feel like there's something else we should be talking about. Of course, we have the last presidential debate coming up on Monday. And that should be interesting. So if you have missed any of them, it'd probably be good to check that one out. The last one, that's unbelievable. It's almost time to vote. November the 6th will be here in 2 weeks before we know it. And remember, Jimmy Kimmel, June the 23rd. That's on Tuesday, right? Unless Prince is rescheduled again. Prince and MPG and his protege, Andy Allo, will be on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. So that should be a good one. Wow. Wait a second. Madonna's going to be in Dallas this weekend too, huh? Oh, man, I would love to be there. Thank you, everyone, for all the invites I've been getting. I've been getting invited to some awesome Halloween parties. And there's one party in Dallas really caught my attention. I mean, my goodness. Oh my goodness. And then there's some local events also that I'll be talking about. I'll talk about on tomorrow and this weekend that's happening also. I know the Siren City ladies are coming back, so I'll be telling you all about that event also. Because Edward Mr. Edward Cole III will be getting on me. well, I'll say EC Puffin Entertainment will get on me. So I have to give you all a 411 on their event that's happening. Let's see. And some of you call in and talk about your event. Sometimes people want to hear straight from the source of what's going on and what your plans are and what's up. Well, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we broadcast for 60 minutes or an hour. So it went over a little time because I was just getting excited and wanted to share this. Here's something from one of my favorite groups, Sweet World High Fashion. Everything is lavish.
Money up the roof, cush in the attic. See the world have fashion, everything is lavish. I'm swagging like a diva, you can never match it. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Lavish, lavish, never ever average. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Money off the roof, cush in the attic. See the world have fashion, everything is lavish.
I ain't worried about nothing. Yeah, things stuffing, pulling cash out my pockets like, bitch, I'm getting money. Headed to the top, keep the meter running. No smile on my face, cause ain't a damn thing funny. I'm a beast out, let me breathe now. And I can't see y'all, don't wanna be y'all. I swear I'm posted with my motherfucking team now. We ballin' hard and y'all are stuck on T-ball. Okay, price on your head, I got money on the table. Riding in the caddy, bitch, I'm listening to play. I got coke and I got weed and I roll it in a paper. Gun on my side and I call that shit my neighbor. Long hair, don't care, bro, I'm smoking on some vapors. I got dough, urban bread, you can call my ass a baker. I'm wearing all black like a motherfucking raider. Running in your house, bro, I'm looking like Kramer. Money up the roof, cush in the attic. See the world have fashion, everything is lavish. I'm swagging like a diva, you can never match it. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Lavish, lavish, never ever average. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Money off the roof, cush in the attic. See the world have fashion, everything is lavish. Lavish.
Are being considered to play the lead character of Christian Grey has been awesome. But the handsome, the beautiful Ian Somerhalder, they say it's been reported that he is preparing to play that role, Christian Grey. And this is, I mean, he is gorgeous. And he's so down to earth. It's amazing. So this is presented by Mary Fisher at thestir.cafemom.com. And it says that now that the 50 Shades of Grey movie has a screenwriter, you must be getting closer. We must be getting closer to an announcement as to who would be cast as Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele. I keep hearing Scarlett Johansson would be Anastasia Steele. And while there seem to be quite a few front runners for both parts at this point, one actor in particular seems fairly confident that he would be offered the chance to be Christian Grey. Get excited, ladies, because Vampire Diaries star Ian Somerhalder is already preparing for the 50 Shades of Grey movie, and it sounds like he's already getting into character. While Ian admits that nothing's official and the casting rumors surrounding him are just talk, he's taking steps to make sure his lifestyle mirrors Christian's love of all things erotic. And then they have more information regarding movie details and other information regarding the movie overall, the movie 50 Shades of Grey details. Okay, but to go on and talking about Ian, get this one. He's possibly building a dungeon in his house. Yep, a dungeon. His exact words were, yeah, there's a website you can go to where you can just outfit your basement as a dungeon. So, you know, I thought I'd get prepared for this in case. And, oh, my God, they say, OMG, as if we weren't already jealous enough of Nina Dobrev, his girlfriend, I assume. Now she may get to canoodle Christian Grey style with Ian in his personal basement dungeon. I mean, I guess there's always the chance that he was joking, but for the sake of us all who are drooling over the thought of him as Christian, oh man, I'm ready to read it because I haven't read the trilogy. You all know I love Zayn, and I have yet read her newest anthology. Let's hope he was being totally serious. You have to admit, the dungeon thing is pretty hot. But whether or not he's going to actually put in a dungeon at his home, the whole I thought I'd get prepared just in case comment must mean that he knows he's a major contender for the role, and perhaps he even knows something we don't about who is going to be cast. So, and then they have in parentheses, fingers crossed. That would be an awesome selection, I must say, because he is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I mean, just a beautiful man. You know, and so down to earth, you know, he and his family members, you know, I think they own like a piece of place. So, I mean, this is just, But here's Larry Graham, and who's handsome, but another gorgeous guy, Prince.
Not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I should have given you mine in return. That was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. How'd you go away? I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I fall to me. Now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard. Could I have you, baby? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter.
And better.
Sexy lover. Talking to kids.
remix. You can catch it out, the MPG Master Mix at SoundCloud.com. I have about 5 more minutes. You know, usually Thursday show is an hour, but hour and a half today, went over time. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday is usually 90 minutes or more. But since we have about 5 more minutes, and I did mention the last presidential debate is this coming up Monday in Florida. Looking at my emails, and one of my most recent emails during the show has been the one from the Washington Post, and there are some interesting articles in just overall political presidential campaigns and also mapping out the states with, you know, the red states and the blue states and the swing states. But then also there's an article that says Mitt Romney is winning the white vote by a lot, by Aaron Blake, and it's published today, this morning, just at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. But you know what? A lot of I volunteered 4 times during the Mississippi State Fair at Mississippi Republican Party vendor booth, and so many non-white Republicans and Mitt Romney supporters and people who voted for President Obama in 08 and who are maybe undecided or decided after the first presidential debate to vote for Mitt Romney showed up. But this article, it says that Mitt Romney is winning the white vote by a lot, and it reads that political analysts, including the Sikhs, spend a good bit of time these days talking about important voter groups, Latino voters and female voters in particular. But all the focus on these groups has obfuscated one fact. Mitt Romney is performing very, very well among white voters. And in fact, most recent polls show him winning the white vote by more than any GOP presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan. But President Obama had a big, large number of white voters also during his last campaign, right? And he still has a lot of white voters, I believe. But they're saying that Mitt Romney is winning the white vote a lot. Some recent national polls have shown Romney is losing the Latino vote by upwards 40 or 50% as a result, that if it came to pass, would significantly hurt the GOP's chances of winning the White House, given the rapid growth in the Latino population. But even if Romney sustains a huge loss on the Latino vote, he could very well offset that and much more by outperforming Republican predecessors when it comes to white voters, which are still about 7 times as much of the electorate as Latinos. Indeed, it's not unreasonable to think that Romney could win 60% or more of white voters this year. The most recent national polls from 4 pollsters, Gallup, Monmouth University, Fox News, and the Pew Research Center all show Romney winning the white vote by more than 20 points. That's something no GOP presidential candidate has done since Reagan's landslide 1984 reelection win. The most recent Washington Post ABC News poll, we should note, shows him winning whites by just 11%. In 08, white voters made up nearly 3/4 of the vote, while Latinos comprised of 9%. Let's say that in the election on November the 6th, there's a surge in the Latino vote up to 11% of the electorate and a coinciding drop in the white vote down to 72%. Given how small the Latino vote remains, the difference between losing it by 36 points, as John McCain did in 08, and losing it by 45 points, a worst-case scenario for Romney amounts to about 1% overall shift in the national race. Meanwhile, if Romney won the white vote by 22%, a 10-point improvement over McCain, that would gain him 7% of the national vote over McCain and essentially even out the national popular vote. None of this is to say, of course, that the Latino vote isn't important. It's a fast-growing part of the electorate and one of that Republicans are going to have to start competing better for in the very near future and preferably for them this year. And as the Latino vote grows, the white vote becomes less and less of the electorate. But as far as the 2012 election goes, Romney's strength among white voters could very well offset his and the Republican Party's continued struggles among minorities and be good enough to win Romney the presidency. GOP closes early vote deficit in Iowa. Early vote number continues to trickle in Iowa, the only major swing state that currently has in-person early voting and voter registration numbers, and they're looking better for Republicans. While Iowa Democrats were voting almost three times as often as Republicans early this month, this GOP has steadily closed the gap. At present, 50% of ballots cast are from Democrats and 30% are from Republicans. The GOP lost early voting 47% to 29% in Iowa in 2008 and lost the state by 9 points. So they'll want to continue closing the gap, but they're headed in the right direction right now. Meanwhile, the GOP is also gaining on absentee ballots in Florida. In-person early voting hasn't begun there, though its current 5-point edge is still shy of its 16 percentage point win on absentees in 08. Six bits. Vice President Biden says Romney was sketchy at Tuesday's debate and tagged Romney. Yeah, I saw this on the news. Ted Romney says Obama calling his father a liar made him want to take a swing at him. Now, all of you, just behave yourselves. A Chicago Tribune report says Obama will host his election night party at McCormick Place in Chicago. Nearly 2 in 5 women say abortion is their number one issue in this election. A top aide to Texas Governor Rick Perry says he will run for his fourth full term in 2014. Yay! You all know I'm a big supporter of Governor Rick Perry, and he's been doing some amazing things in my eyes. I know I'm not in Texas, right? I just love Texas, right? But I stay up to date and informed regarding what's going on with Texas. And Senator Joe Lieberman endorses his former Democratic colleague. That's important. Wow. So The Washington Post is an amazing newspaper, amazing articles. I'm cahoots to you all. And, again, I want to thank you all for spending time and networking with me, and I look forward to talking sports tomorrow and other breaking news, too. So you be good, and I appreciate you. I really do. Here's Mars Mills, to be loved. Remember Chi-Town, he has a big show coming up on October 25th. Visit rawartist.org. Thank you for listening to Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Spread the love. Thank you.